Our first public hearing of the evening is case number 12046. Jean C. and Dorcas A. Horner seeking a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the southwest side of Progress School Road, Road 562, approximately 1,685 feet southwest of Seashore Highway, Route 404. The 911 address is 16104 Progress School Road, Bridgeville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 131, Map 5, Parcel 10.01. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 6 mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking an approximately 8-foot variance for the front yard setback.
Okay. Do you have anyone here this evening on this case? Okay. Sir, you need to be sworn in, if you would, please.
Come on over here.
Right down there.
I know you're first up, so you'll be the guinea pig. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Gene C. Horner, Jr., 16104 Parker School Road, Bridgeville, Delaware. Yep. Excuse me, I got a bunch of cement.
That's okay. That's all right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And you can speak at the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can give them down to Mrs. Walls at the end.
Good evening, sir.
Yes.
King, first thing I'd like for you to do is to address the standards, the 5 standards for granting of a variance for the board. Okay. When you came in and filled out your paperwork, you got that? Are you prepared to do those?
Yes.
Okay, I'd appreciate that if you do those first.
Okay, well, the house...
The uniqueness of the property.
You can't really see it on this image, but the house, the way it sits in respect to the road, one corner of the house sits, it's angled so that where the road curves, the setback I need is just one front corner of the house. And it was like that when I purchased the house many years ago.
Okay.
And the grading of the yard was never really done right. And with the house, the foundation was only 3 blocks in the foundation, so that my foundation vent is almost at grade with about a 4-inch slope over the next 6 feet coming back towards the house. So I've been fighting water problems for years. I have installed a French drain that has helped.
Okay.
But anyway, what I'd like to do is put a porch on the front to extend the roof line out. That's 6 feet, 6.5, 7 feet, so that any stormwater runs away from the house instead of back towards the foundation. All right, anyway, I think the porch is it's a good solution. I think it's easier than trying to do any of the grading work. And I think it'll add to the value of the house and actually the appearance of the house. And right now I'm in the middle of a very large repair project, so this would fit in at this point in time. So I don't know if anything I missed.
The minimum variance number 5.
What?
The fifth one?
Fifth one.
Did I miss that? The minimum variance?
Oh, the minimum variance, yeah. The house sits right now. I'll find that later. I don't know how this happened, but that front corner of the house is actually 39 feet now and has been ever since it was built. To add that 6 feet on with that 39, actually, I think I'd asked originally for 7. Somebody changed it to 8. But anyway, that piece, it's right on the corner, and it tapers back maybe 15 feet down the house, so it's a little wedge-shaped piece that I need the variance for. Some of those pictures show some of the water damage I had repaired to the foundation.
All right, I can see that. All right, I'll start to see if I have any questions from members of the board. Mr. Workman, we'll start down there with you, please.
Not familiar with your place. Is this where you're coming, how far you're coming out with? You got a level?
Yeah, that level, it's a 6-foot level, and that shows, I was trying to show, the reverse grade there. The picture.
You're coming out that far with your porch?
Yeah, that would be how far the deck would come out, yes.
The deck, okay.
The roof overhang would come out a little further.
It's a deck and a...
Yeah, deck and I'll put a roof over it.
Roof over top of it, okay. it is a turnaround there where you're at, and water does lay in that area.
And they positioned that house, where the people that built it positioned it in probably the worst possible way to restrict me from just about anything. But I've been working on it now for the last 16 months, repaired some considerable water damage, and now I'm in the process of putting new siding on, and this is the last piece, put the new siding on the front. And I need to know, that's why I need to know where I start the siding with a set of ledger board.
Okay. Any more questions, Mr. Chairman?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. McGee?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
House was constructed 1979?
76. I purchased it in 79.
Okay, so you didn't build the home?
No.
Okay. How far is the home from the edge of paving of the road 562?
That one corner in question, actually my property line, I think, extends right to the edge of the pavement. I didn't realize that property line could actually go into the right way of the road until.
But yours matches up with it?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had any discussions with any neighbors about this?
Yes. I asked them before I ever made the application. I ran it by them because I didn't want to. If they were going to have any problems with it, I wasn't going to try.
And do you have a septic system on that property?
Yes.
Is it behind the house?
No, it's in the front yard.
It's in the front yard. Okay. And Mrs. Walls, just to be clear, what is the size of the setback? I know the applicant referenced a different size. I just want to make sure we're clear on what's being asked.
The setback was the 6 foot. It requests a setback variance from the road to construct the porch on the full length of the house. The deck would extend 6 feet from the house, and the drip line would extend approximately 7 feet 4 inches. So we added that. We rounded to 8 for the deck, for the drip line.
Okay. 40-foot setback?
Correct.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 12,046. The size of the lot, the angle of it, make it difficult. This variance is necessary to make the use of the property, get the water away from it. It was like that when he bought it. He does have water problems there. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood because it's just been there for a long time. And this is the minimum variance that before we leave. Okay. I make the motion we approve.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Third it.
Okay. Yeah. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,046. All those in favor? All those in favor? Mr. Mears?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Burton?
Aye, for reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,046 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case